It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
It is tea time, and I have some steamy tea for you right now. Billie Eilish has written and recorded the new James Bond theme song. How cool is this, Billie?
What?
The youngest artist in history to write and record a James Bond theme song. Details about the song not really released yet, but we do know she wrote the song with her older brother, Phineas, who played a role in her debut album, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? So this is a huge step for Billie Eilish.
I can't wait to hear how it sounds. Is it going to be kind of a slow, kind of a James Bond thing?
This should be pretty seductive. Mm. The latest Bond film is titled No Time to Die and should be out in April.
Cool.
Well, Demi Lovato is set to perform at the Grammy Awards. Demi announced that she will be performing. This is really cool. We haven't seen her since she was in the hospital, went for treatment, so it'll be great to see her out and about shining as she always does. Also set to perform Run DMC with Aerosmith at the Grammys.
That'll be cool, right? A little reunion.
Yeah, they're going down in LA on January 26th. Cannot wait. Hosted by Alicia Keys for the second time. Well, Jessica Biel, she is still upset with her hubby Justin Timberlake following that PDA photo scandal. You knew that was going to happen. I said, when he's publicly issuing an apology publicly for being spotted holding hands, being a little feely with his co-star Alicia Wainwright, she was like, you get your butt out there and make this right. So apparently still trouble in paradise. Things are a little icy at home.
Cry me a river.
I see what you did there.
That's a song. Oops, my bad.
I see what you did there. Well, Cam Newton split with his longtime girlfriend after getting an Instagram model pregnant.
I plan on being here in a fashion that I'm comfortable. I don't, you know, have to beat to nobody else's drum except for mine.
Okay, now this is all allegedly, these are the rumors, but the QB and his girlfriend Kia Proctor have broken up. The two welcomed their fourth child back in March. Now during the holidays, Kia usually posts photos with Cam, but not this time. They allegedly called it quits when he got a fitness model named Lorena Shaw pregnant. So we'll keep you posted on this. It's very juicy.
So would you call that a QB sneak?
You're just full of them today, Joe.
Anybody? Hey!
Oh, man. And then sources are saying that he actually moved this lady into an apartment above his restaurant to be closer to him.
I wish I had money where I could hide another person. Wouldn't that be so cool if you were that rich? You could just hide a whole other person.
Yeah, I was propositioned by an athlete, and they're like, let's just have a year of fun and like get me apartment stuff. But that's just not who I am, but it happens.
To switch places with McKenzie, what I would do.
It happens. Would you want to switch places, Joe, with Meatloaf?
Like the food?
No, the singer. Remember him from back in the day? Meatloaf is suing a hotel after the stage like that he fell off of left him in the hospital for 42 days. He's 72, by the way.
Dang, that's so old. That's like you could just like die.
So the lawsuit claims that both the hotel and convention failed to do their job and provide a safe environment. I mean, he was down and out for a long time, so he is suing Matt. Oh, Meatloaf.
Oh, poor Meatloaf.
Hey, Ma! Can we get some Meatloaf?
Oh, so good.
All right. Well, good luck to Meatloaf. I hope he recovers. Yesterday, I had some friends in the radio that found out from their bosses, but also just secondhand, oh, hey, you no longer have a job. They found out they were fired.
Yeah.
It's kind of awkward, but I think we've all been there, and maybe you can laugh about it now. How did you find out you were fired?
Give us a call, 833-563-2539. It could be the old-fashioned way, or maybe you got a heads up by somebody. Like, how did you find out? Maybe you saw it in a press release. You're like, oh, I guess I don't have a job anymore.
Wonderful. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.